This is an AeroNews Touch and Go for June 8, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Brazilian officials reported over the weekend that the search for Air France Flight 447 has now yielded 17 bodies, a seat with a serial number matching the missing plane, and a briefcase containing a ticket for the flight. The discoveries followed an initial disappointment after some metal debris hauled in for analysis last week turned out not to be part of the missing Airbus A330. The U.S. Navy has sent sophisticated underwater listening equipment to aid in the search for the plane's cockpit voice and data recorders. The plane has now been missing just over a week and is believed to be in water as deep as 20,000 feet in the Atlantic Ocean. The National Transportation Safety Board has issued a factual report in the case of a neurosurgeon pilot who died in the crash of a Cessna 172S last August 8th. The doctor was a student pilot, had received his first night cross-country dual instruction the night before the accident, and was not authorized by his instructor to make that 160-mile nighttime flight from Palo Alto, California to Reno, Nevada. The pilot had been using flight following, but radar and radio contact were lost a few miles out of Reno. The wreckage of the plane was located after a call reporting reception of the ELT signal came into local authorities. The NTSB could not find any problem with the plane, but investigators did find a number of things wrong with the pilot. Aside from the unauthorized, long night cross-country without an instructor sign-off, toxicology tests of the pilot's blood, urine, and liver found metabolic byproducts of cocaine, buprenorphine, a drug approved for treatment of opiate addiction, the antidepressant fluoxetine, the generic term for Prozac, lamotrigine, used to treat patients with mood or psychiatric disorders, quetiapine, an oral antipsychotic used to treat bipolar disorders and schizophrenia, and oxymetazoline, a nasal decongestant which may produce paranoid psychosis if abused. When he applied for his third medical in December of 2007, the pilot denied any mental disorders of any sort and the use of any medications. But in April last year, the California Medical Board accused the doctor of a 10-year history of abuse of drugs and alcohol and treatment through six different addiction programs in that time. The pilot's wife told investigators he was being treated for addiction, anxiety, and depression at the time of the accident. The NTSB's full causal report is expected late this year. Dassault Falcon has announced the layoff of 111 workers from its Little Rock Completion Center. Another 42 workers have taken advantage of an early out program. The center's remaining workforce will total 2,100, or about the same level as in early 2008. CEO John Rosenvallen commented, quote, "While we recognize the unfortunate impact this decision has on our employees and their families, we must face the reality of today's market conditions and the significant challenges they pose to our industry," unquote. Little Rock is the main completion center for all Falcon jets worldwide and the company-owned service center dedicated to Falcon customers. It's not clear exactly how the layoffs and continued down market will affect previously announced plans to expand the center. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. There are over 100 Young Eagles events this Saturday. NASA tests an alternative cockpit escape technology. And you're invited to tour Zenith Aircraft. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, in my weekly conversation with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves, Bob comments on the latest fallout from Continental Connections Flight 3407. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.